This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad to be back on the microphone. I've been traveling quite a bit. Had to do some work in Tejas. That would be Texas. And then I had to come up to New York to do some work because of, let's just say Bill O'Reilly. He made us all have to come up to do sensitivity training or whatever. What do they call it? Had to come up and learn how not to sexually harass people. So I already been through that training 3 or 4 times in other corporate jobs because guess what? Somebody like Bill O'Reilly had done that before. So, unfortunately, it was a mandatory thing, and Fox said, come on up. And I had to make the last one that I could make because I had so many gaps in my schedule. Hey, I will be in D.C. in, I think it's the week of the 26th. I'll be there for a few days. Then I'm off to Paris because I'm going to a big event over there, a special invitation to what I call the Tea Party of Iran. The Iranian resistance invited me to come to a meeting over in Paris, and I'll be over there with a few folks, that names you know, like Newt Gingrich and Ken Blackwell and Ambassador Bolton and others. So I'm looking forward to that. But you know what? None of that matters right now. That's right. None of that matters. You know what does? What else doesn't matter? There's been no talk of Obamacare and the fact that that albatross is about to be gone. We should be celebrating that. But the left has tried to demonize it. Now they've got something else to demonize, you know? Because while I took a break and had to do all this travel, James Comey is gone. Oh, my goodness. Jim Comey. James Comey. James B. Comey, FBI director. He's gone. And if you're like me, let me tell you, you're wondering, what took so long? Good freaking riddance. James Comey has needed to be gone for months, possibly years. He's one of these guys that looks the part. Everybody, oh, he's so cool. He's bipartisan. He's this, he's that. James Comey was a hack. That's what he was. And all of the attorneys who were following the case when it was time to prosecute Hillary Clinton knew it. You know it. I know it. They all know it. You scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream. Well, you know what? It took long enough. And what was funny, now you've got the Democrats who wanted Comey's head on a platter. These suckers became Muslims committing jihad on Comey. They would have chopped his head off in town in the middle of Times Square. And now suddenly, I can't believe Trump fired him. And now the post-mortem of it is, well, it's the way he did it. It hasn't been done that way before. It's so funny to listen to them. Really? So there's a circumstance and there's a way it has to be done. And then it's acceptable. Let me ask you this. If Obama had fired Comey on the radio or while he was at his daughter's recital, they wouldn't have cared. They would have been happy if he was gone. Trust me. It didn't matter. When Comey came back and said he was going to reopen the investigation, there wasn't a Democrat on the planet that wouldn't have cared how he got fired. You could have dipped him in lava, and they wouldn't have cared. You could have ran him over with an SUV. There's a story like that. We may get to it today. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? And let me tell you, there's not a Republican, a conservative, a true conservative on the planet. When Comey came out and gave that stupid press conference about why he, all the findings of Hillary Clinton, and at the very end, the cliffhanger was, but you know what? She's okay. We were going to let her off. I'm telling you, as far as I'm concerned, they could have put him in a firing squad right then and there. It was ridiculous. This is a guy who was a political hack. And everybody, oh, he was between a rock and a hard place. Either way it goes. No, he wasn't. He knew right from wrong. And he decided against it. He decided to go the liberal route, which, of course, is wrong. So he blew it, and he's been a train wreck from the moment that he got into the spotlight. He politicized an office that should be completely objective, and he got what he got. He blew it with Hillary Clinton. We did a lot of research on Jim Comey, James B. Comey, and he is a Democrat. I don't care what he's, he gave up his political affiliation, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. That is one of the, it used to be, you looked at politics and you could say, okay, the IRS is going to deliver, you know, it's justice indiscriminately. The EPA is going to be, you know, just what's the betterment of the people. Veterans Administration would take care of veterans, not make it pop political. The judges would rule without personal, you know, agendas and what have you. Nonsense. That's why it is so important as to who we get in the office. And Donald Trump, in fact, speaking of judges, just appointed a whole series of judges. He's going to appoint a whole new other group. I think he's appointing the most federal judges since Bill Clinton. So we're lucky we have that, because you're seeing the outcome of that with the policies that have come up with bringing Muslim terrorists in, and these stupid judges are saying, we don't care about your safety. It's a religious thing. Is he being discriminatory against the Muslim religion? No, he's not. That has nothing to do with it. He's protecting American citizens. And you know what Comey was supposed to do with Hillary Clinton? He was supposed to protect the American systems, protect the American jurisprudence system, so we believed in it, so that we did not feel like there were two brands of justice, class justice for Hillary Clinton and injustice for everybody else. And let me tell you, you look at the number of people who have not been prosecuted under Obama's administration by Comey who could have been, people like Susan Rice and many others. Look at the Anthony Weiner situation, Huma Abedin. Even a Democrat is calling for the prosecution of Huma Abedin. Blumenthal, prosecute this chick, is what he's saying. Even he's saying it. So what does he expect us to do? You know, I mean, how long did Comey think he was going to last? And what's funny, because people were telling me, oh, Kevin, he's an FBI director for 10 years. And I predicted it. I said Comey would be fired. Silver-tongued devil. I believe nothing he said. And what can I tell you that you haven't heard about this guy? I don't know. I know that if you're like me, you got to be asking yourself, what took so long? Comey found out in the media. Had to take a private flight home. One of my friends described it. He says, Kevin, it was like watching the OJ the OJ trial, or OJ running with the entourage behind him. Yeah, well, whatever it was like. I predicted it. I said Comey wouldn't last. And you know what I like that Trump did? He had the guts to do what Barack Obama, yet again, wouldn't do, which is fire an incompetent. And now they're trying to say, oh, well, it's because he was under investigation. The FBI, what, did the FBI go away or what? Anyway, lots to talk about today, folks. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I was in Texas doing an event. It was for the East Texans for Liberty out in Longview, Texas. And I got to tell you, I always love getting around Texans. Being a Texas boy myself, and you go out and you're taking that drive. You see the farmland, and you get a sense of Americana. You know, it's just amazing. You watch all these little businesses that are along the highway, you know, storage units and guys that are, you know, doing welding and all kinds of stuff. Of course, you got all the farms and the ranches and the grain silos that you see. And you have people making coaches and people making trailers and stuff. And you really get a feel for small town America and where the heart of this country is. The heart of this country, the pulse of America, is nowhere near a big city. If you want to get as far away from America as you can, go visit a big city. Go to New York. Don't misunderstand me. I enjoy going. It's beautiful. The room they put me in this time when I was in New York, my gosh, I felt like a star. The room was huge. It was a suite. I got a corner suite. When I got checked in, they go, "You got upgraded." I'm like, "What? What's up? Did I get a show at Fox?" And it was amazing. But I come to New York and I think it's a great place to visit. this particular trip, I didn't do very much, but because I had to just come to the sensitivity training and learn how not to sexually harass. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a nice place to stay. I had an amazing view. And, you know, I enjoyed the driver who drove me and drove me back and what have you. But it doesn't remind me of who I am and what this country stands for, what it's about. It's sort of the culmination of what we could build if everybody still maintained those frontier values, the values that form the American spirit. You don't feel the American spirit in a city. Just being honest with you, you don't. You feel the American spirit the farther you get away from the epicenter of the city. And it's sad to say, but it should be the opposite. As you get towards those cities, you should see, boy, we built these monuments, these, as they say, shining lights on the hill or shining city on a hill or whatever, and that should, it should magnify our feel for America. And unfortunately, it doesn't. It's quite the opposite. You feel less, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel less American, and I feel more like I've got to come out of myself and become something different in the city. Now, I don't do it, but I'm saying I can understand, you know, like some country bumpkin coming here and going and losing themselves, so to speak. Anyway, as I said, the big news that happened when I was unable to do the show was that Comey got fired, and you guys are aware of this, and they're all continuing to do the post-mortem. But I think the biggest thing that's going to come out of this, and by the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, part of the Genesis Communications Network now. What came out of this is that people, at least from my perspective, are asking, why? Why now? And then some people are saying, why did Trump not wait? And I know I asked that question because there were many reasons, in my opinion, to fire Comey immediately. But here are my thoughts. I think Donald Trump left Comey in order to find out where the rats were. I think Donald Trump said, you know what? If I fire Comey now, I won't really know what he's up to, what he's been doing. There is no thread. I don't know who are the people that he really cares about and what have you. But if I leave him a little bit of time, if I give him a rope, as they said in Gladiator, there's a snake, so does snake. You know, and when a guy was counseling Caesar, he says, the snake will lie silent at the bottom of the ocean, and he will pretend to be dead. And as his predators come to attack him or whatever to see what's going on, then he attacks or whatever. And I was thinking, wow, that's... I would not put it beyond Donald Trump to have done this. I was talking to my play mom, Mary, and she was saying, you know, son, what do you think's going on? I said, I think Donald Trump is one of the shrewdest guys. She said, that's exactly what your pops and I was saying. Shrewd move. Now, this is a man, my pops, owns 6 manufacturing plants, one in China, and he's a shrewd guy. Guy's made a lot of money. And he knows people, and he knows, you know, the politics of it all, because he's dealt with a lot of different things. And he's saying, you know what? This guy's being very shrewd. So might it have been that Donald Trump left Comey there so he could uncover the rats? Because that's what I'm beginning to think. And ask yourself this question. If they've been hiding out, if you will, under Comey, and I think many people have been, using him for cover. Hillary Clinton, as much as she wants to blame Comey, the reason why Hillary Clinton was able to hold in the first place was because Comey didn't indict her. Think about it this way. What would have happened had Comey given all that information out and said, at the end of it, the FBI now is going to formally indict her? But he didn't. He gave her a lifeline beyond lifelines when he said, we're going to let her go. Boom. The Democrats came and they roared in with new momentum, right? And then, of course, he reopened the investigation, which he gave his circuitous explanation for that the other day. And then he says, but at the end of it, we freed her again. Now, let me put it to you this way. If I get off of everything that Hillary Clinton did scot-free twice, and I can't win the presidency over stupid Donald Trump, right? Then I don't deserve it. The left
made it. They're the ones who told us Donald Trump was worthy. Couldn't win. He's whatever. Well, if you can't beat him, why are you mad at him? Twice, Hillary Clinton. It could have made the news. You know, look, it's done. Now it's done again. Now you should love me, America. But he didn't. Because look, by the second time, we were all like, oh, it's on now like a chicken bone. we were ready. The left were really scared. Well, now, guess what, folks? If you think the left were scared before, think about how scared they are now. They lost Barack Obama, who was getting executive privilege all over the place. He was trying to give it to Holder. He was going to invoke it under things that Hillary Clinton, I mean, all across the land. Executive privilege. National security, whatever. So he's doing all this executive privilege crap. And then Comey, who's a Democrat, he was providing cover to the Justice Department. Loretta Lynch is meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. Look, folks, what I'm getting at is they're scared. They better be. If I were left, I mean, look, I've talked about this before and said the left have to be running scared, and they've managed to cover it up because they've had such a cabal within government. But Comey provided a lot of cover for them, and now Trump is starting to put his people in. The biggest fear with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton wants to come out here and do this anti-Trump pack and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. These people are going to get it. And Trump's going to do it in such a way that there's not going to be ways for them to claim, oh my goodness, whatever. And the Comey situation is a perfect example of leftists who say, we want Comey out of there. He should be gone. And then Trump fires him, and then they go, oh, well, I don't understand why he did it. It doesn't make any sense. And he shouldn't have done it that way. Sure he should have.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson just getting back from New York, feeling like a New Yorker. Glad you guys are here for this show. Welcome. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. You like my books? You like what I say? I've got a book. I got a couple of books. How many books I got? I got a lot of books. You can go to like racepimping.com is my latest book. You go there, I tell you all about it. Forget about it. I tell you all about it. Racepimping.com. Yeah, welcome everybody. Oh my goodness! Hey, so my family went to see the Lion King. Did I tell you guys go see the Lion King? It doesn't matter if you've seen it before. Those animals are amazing. I love that show. One of my favorite shows. I didn't see it in Broadway, but on Broadway, by the way, when I was in New York, I didn't see it. I saw it in St. Louis. Had tickets for months. And, yeah, I gotta tell you, drug my kid there. This little sucker, he had a baseball game, a tournament over the weekend, and he's like, you know, all a pouty, you know, Dad, I don't want to go see Lion King. And I said, you better shut up, boy. You know, first of all, it took me ages to see a play on Broadway. And, I mean, I was probably, no exaggeration, it wasn't on Broadway, but a Broadway play. I was probably, I don't know, mid to late 20s before I've done a fraction of the things this kid has done before he's the age of 10. And he's pouty. And I understand it. He wants to play ball with his boys. You know, there was their first game of the season because we've been rained out. He's wanting to play ball. And I say to him, look, you're going to play a lot of baseball in your life, but you're not going to get a chance to see theater, and it's going to open your mind up in ways that you don't even know. And I say, the reason why I'm telling you guys this story is because I think there are many things that we're doing that are much the same as adults. Some people may say, why do you guys listen to talk radio? Because there are people out there explaining things in such a way that if you miss their explanation, you're never going to hear it. I'll put it to you this way. That's why most people listen to this show. Rush Limbaugh, all those guys are good. They can give you a perspective about politics. They know policy. They know a lot of things that I don't know. And congratulations to them. Many of them are my radio idols, or they're just my idols in terms of information. I don't listen to them. I haven't listened to Rush Limbaugh in years. I mean, maybe in a snippet. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh the way many of you listen to my program. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. If I happen to be in a market, I'm driving through and he's on, I'll listen. But other than that, I don't play his show. And it's for one reason. It isn't because I'm banning Rush Limbaugh and I'm anti-Rush. Quite the contrary. I think he's a great guy. I do it because I don't want to feel like his ideas are infusing into my ideas. I want you to know these are my ideas. If you hear Rush Limbaugh say something similar to me, you should say, oh, they're both tracking. It must really be so because they both had the same thought. But here's what I'll tell you. You're going to find out I have lots of different opinions than Rush. Same conclusion, maybe. Different way to get to it. That's what we need in conservative thought. We need different people giving different opinions and you rounding it out so it rounds out your experience. So my son, I said, when it was over, I said, what, are you glad you came? He's like, oh my gosh. He's like, yeah, Dad, you were right. And I said, what did it open your mind to? And he said, the way that they depicted the animals in The Lion King. And I said, you're exactly right. They made you feel like you were in Africa with the way they did these animals. I mean, you know, of course, you're not in Africa. But from a theatrical point of view, whoever did the costumes, amazing. Now, the story we'd seen, and it's a good story, and it's a feel-good story about parenthood and fatherhood and listening to your parents and, you know, from a kid's perspective, obey your parents and you'll stay out of trouble. And, of course, there are mean people. There's evil in the world to Scar, etc. And look, that's life's lessons. And it's funny how Broadway and Hollywood, they understand life's lessons. They understand that the mistake that little Simba made got his father killed, right? And that little Simba needed to grow up and become a real lion, you know, and take care of his pride, go back to his family. He would long for his homeland. And the people around him were what he was concerned about. And, you know, and so you had this whole pride within the pride of the lions and so on and so forth. And that evil needed to be eradicated. I mean, all the lessons that leftists never follow, all the lessons that they ignore. When it comes to people, I'll use black people as an example. They'll ignore that black people don't have those families. Here's little Simba who gets his dad killed, and then he goes back to run, you know, to do better within his community. How often does that happen, right? These young black kids, fathers are going to prison. Do you think that they see it and say, you know what, I didn't have a father. I'm going to make sure that my children have fathers. That's the way I felt. When my dad and mom divorced, I mean, I didn't know about it. I was a little kid. But by the time I could recognize that he wasn't there, and then I found out that he's in San Quentin prison and he's not able to help, he's never helped me. Well, then, you know, my feeling about my children was they will never feel that. I didn't feel like, oh, yeah, my dad, he did it. So, shoot, I don't have to take care of my kids. It was quite the opposite. And I was talking to some people recently, and I said to them, The things that are happening in the black community are cyclic. They need to happen to some degree because that's what makes, you know, in other words, when you're a black kid without a father, you want to be a better father. At some point, when the leftism leaves the black community, you're going to see these young black kids, especially these young black boys, they're going to say, I didn't have my dad. I want to be a better dad. That's why you need that cycle, right? But the unfortunate thing is the left doesn't let us have these cycles because they continue, that they've extended these things beyond a generation. It doesn't take very long. Think about it this way, and I'm using me and my brother as examples. We are people who, because we lacked our father, we had the same father. It implies that we didn't. But because we didn't have our father, we're both doting fathers. I'm not telling you we're the best fathers, but we would never abandon our kids. I was talking to one of my sons the other day, and I told him, I said, you know, the way I look at life is how many people are really willing to take a bullet for you? How many people would put their life on the line to save yours? And if you get to use both your hands when you're making that statement, you're so blessed. I don't even know how blessed you are. You know, you may be able to use one hand. You know, it's your parents and maybe your siblings. And let me tell you, all your siblings don't want to take that bullet. So you would count yourself lucky when you can have family and friends who say, I would gladly stand with you, my friend, and I will tell you proudly, I can use both my hands in making that statement. But speaking of protection, there's a reason. I saw this story about New Yorkers are taking self-defense classes. Now, what cracked me up is New Yorkers get their butts kicked every day on subways and on the crime-ridden streets and stuff, and so I can understand him wanting to take self-defense classes, but my question is, why now? They said there's been a 400% surge in self-defense classes in New York. Now, I don't know if I believe that, but that's what they say, so it made me get a little curious. Because here's the thing, For 8 years, leftists have sanctioned crime, particularly in big cities. And the biggest crime boss of all, maybe in the history of this country, is one Barack Obama. Now, what's funny about this story, they say, oh, there's a 400% surge in martial arts classes in New York. And I got curious and said, well, then there has to be a 400% surge in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, you know, you name it, right? All these big cities, because you don't get a big city trend in one place without the other. I mean, that's just the way it works. And I almost understand me. I understand that it maybe may very well be in Chicago. Look, there's always a surge in martial arts, if you ask me, especially after a tragedy or some big movie or like the Karate Kid. You know, everybody wants to go out and learn karate. But there was this supposedly in New York, 400% surge in a crime-infested city of New York. And I say, Barack Obama's, my gut feel was, okay, well, then are they, this is an article that's saying the Barack Obama era has created this surge. The group that commits the most violent crimes in these cities are sadly black teens. They got a pass in the era of Obama, and the devastation can easily be seen, easily, in statistics. Pick your city over the 8 year period that Barack Obama was in charge. And I dare any leftist listening to the program, by the way, the number is 844-551-8255 if you do want to call, 844-551-8255. But you pick your city, and I will tell you, if it's over population 100,000, the crime rate went up in the time of Obama. Take the top 20 most dangerous cities for violent crime. Every year, practically, it went up in the time of Obama, to the point where it was crazy numbers. It didn't just go up 2% or 3% or 4% or whatever. It went up. If crime were a stock market, you could have invested in it and been rich. You get what I'm saying? So there's a surge in crime. New York claims it's safer. It's safer because of the remnants of Giuliani. This is certainly not safer because of De Blasio, but martial arts people are getting 400% increases, and I'll explain why.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And here's what blows me away. This is, I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, watch, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? I don't want to make excuses or sound stereotypical, but my fight happened at night. I was at a disadvantage. Yeah, I've been there, people. Fighting a black guy at night is kind of like fighting Predator. Just thing. You don't ever want to fight a white guy in the snow. You'll lose. Or a Mexican at dusk. You can barely...
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here talking about the surge in martial arts classes that are going on in New York. That's what I was told. There is a surge. And it made me, really, what's a surge about? A surge in martial arts. And it, as I said, if you earlier when I was talking about this subject, I understand it. I understand that you feel you need to protect yourself because of the rise in crime, violent crime, in New York, in Chicago, in Cleveland, in Baltimore, etc. I understand that. I understand a person saying, you know what, I need to go get my concealed and carry license. It has saved the lives of many people. And we have a story, we may get to it today, explaining exactly that. I understand the need for saying I want to protect myself, but the, what the left are telling us about why people are doing it has me perplexed. We have people that, Barack Obama, who has condoned crime among young black teens to levels that are unprecedented. And we have people like Nancy Pelosi and others who want to allow for sanctuary cities. It's not. And by the way, when I think of sanctuary cities, I don't think of it just for illegals now. I think of sanctuary cities for these young black teen thugs who are allowed to menace society. And it, but while we're on the subject of sanctuary cities, in 2013, under the Obama administration, they released over 200,000 convicted criminal illegal aliens back into the streets of America. These people were guilty of committing the crimes of murder, of rape, of assault, and kidnapping, just to name a few. So I certainly understand the need for people to feel like, I'm going to protect myself. In 2015, North Carolina alone, 1,200 illegal aliens were on trial for over 5,000 counts of rape against children. Now, if the Republicans had a pair and knew any marketing at all, they would easily address the issue of harm of crimes against children. They profess, the leftists profess, to want to help children and make sure that these children are safe, and yet they do nothing. They will take a child from a home, a good home. They will let children stay with subpar parents, as long as those are parents of color. They will let Muslims rape kids. They will let illegals rape children. They themselves will rape children, and they will profess to your very face that they care about the children. Are you kidding me? It amazes me that we allow this to happen. So the idea that New Yorkers suddenly want to protect themselves and their families is totally understandable to me. This surge in martial arts classes. But leave it to the media to make Obama's outcome, leftist outcome of this society, leave it to them to say, that's Trump's problem. They credit Trump for the bump in New Yorkers seeking self-defense instruction, as if Trump ushered in the era of lawlessness that America now experiences. I know that many of you people realize that in the last 100 days is when all the crime decided to come, right? Isn't that the way the left wants us to believe? The 400% increase in sign-ups in martial arts classes, self-defense classes last year, compared to last year rather, has nothing to do with Donald Trump's pro-law and order stance. This increase is due very easily, I'll help the leftists connect the dots, to the outcome of 8 years of Barack Obama's policies and decades of liberalism. But that's not what the left want us to believe, because they love to set narratives. They love to tell us, you people don't know what you're talking about. How could it possibly be related to Barack Obama? The guy who essentially has become one of the biggest cop killers on the planet. If he isn't doing it, he's certainly condoning it. Every time a cop is killed in the line of duty, certainly wrongfully, you would think that Barack Obama would come on TV and say, this is unacceptable to me. But let a black kid get killed erroneously by a cop or otherwise, in the case of Michael Brown and Alton Sterling and many others, Eric Garner, and he is on TV, or used to be, thankfully he's not anymore, but he would come on TV and lecture this country about how vile we are and how racist we are and how the police officers are targeting these black men, blah, blah, blah. He won't tell you their crimes. He won't tell you what they're doing. And then they say, the New Yorkers don't feel safe. Well, if they don't feel safe, it's because the cops are saying, protect your dang selves. I hope New York cops say, you know what, you don't need us. You don't freaking need us. What are you doing? All you do is you want to talk smack about us. You ain't getting us anymore. I hope that's the reason for the surge. I hope they ask for a surge in concealed and carry licenses. I hope they ask for a surge to protect themselves, because I'm going to tell you something. As good as a cop is, he ain't going to be able to protect you better than you can protect yourself. Cops come after the fact for the most part. You're lucky if you can get one to respond within minutes, and it's not a condemnation of the police force. They're there to wrangle people in. We spotted the perp. He's done it. The crime's been committed. Or if you're smart, they say, send the cop to the scene because I just whooped this perp's butt, or I shot him and killed him dead because he did something to me or was going to harm me, my family, or the public. That's what cops do. You know the old saying, the reason why I carry a gun is I can't carry a cop. So these people have made the communities less safe. I've talked about this on TV ad nauseum. When you demonize the cops and then you expect them to come protect you, let me tell you, the human nature of that says, why would I bother? That's what I'd say. Now, cops are going to do their jobs and they're going to protect you because they're sworn to do it. But they don't have to do it with gusto. You ever had a person do a job and you're like, he's not into it, and then you watch somebody do a job and they are into it? You know the difference. By the way, we're making a movie about the police. It's called Bleeding Blue. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com. And I'm going to tell you something. This has gotten more exciting. We are now talking with the agent that's going to probably represent us, and we're putting together this whole thing of now distribution here in the U.S. and distribution abroad. We're going to take this problem and this leftist angle on policing all the way across the world, to England and into China. This has gotten really big. If you want to support this project, and I hope you do, go to kjradio.com and let us know. Go to our site if you want to donate or find people to help us get this. The movie's almost done, but, you know, it costs a lot of money to do it. If you want to help, do it. Love it. We need it. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, but we need it. But I'm going to tell you, this movie's coming out, and everybody's excited about it. I've been talking to Hollywood folks about it. We're planning the next projects, and we've got law enforcement firmly behind this. You'll start seeing endorsements from folks like Sheriff Clark and others, and Chief Tom Jackson of the Ferguson Police Department. So check that out. 400% increase in martial arts or self-defense sign-ups in New York. And the left wanted to say it's our fault. Supposedly, they say, get this, most of the requests for self-defense and martial arts training are coming from Muslims, immigrant communities, LGBT groups, and women. This is according to the Tracy Hobson of the Center of Anti-Violence Education. Quote, some communities are seeking to self-defense skills because they do not feel comfortable calling the police. I understand the fear. Something can escalate if you decide to intervene, but I think calling the police can also escalate things. So it's their fear of police that's making them not call the cops. No, it isn't, Tracy. See, that's what they want you to think. It has nothing to do with their fear of police. It has to do with their fear of the people around them. If you're going to fear somebody and you're in a Muslim community, if you're a woman, you're going to fear the guy right next to you, because he very well could rape you. More than likely will. If you're a regular woman, you're going to fear the man right next to you. And if you don't fear him, you're going to fear a leftist man. Because though a Muslim man or a leftist man is going to likely be the man that rapes you. I'm not saying conservative men don't rape, but I'm going to tell you that it's going to be a lot lower figure than the one I just described. If you're going to get accosted or beat up or robbed or anything else or killed, it is probably going to be at the hands of somebody black, a black male. So don't try to pawn this off as this is some kind of, you know, thing that has to do with conservatives and Donald Trump and all this. Since when did people feel unsafe calling the police while being a victim of a crime? That's the first person you're going to reach to.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.